Coming this fall 2012, get ready to celebrate 25 years of Out on Film, the 25th anniversary of one of the nation's largest LGBT film festivals is taking place from Thursday, October 4th to Thursday, October 11th at the historic Midtown Arts Cinema. Located at 931 Monroe Drive, right behind Grady High Stadium in Midtown Atlanta. Come experience 8 days of filmed entertainment by the nation's most talented LGBT filmmakers and producers, with special anniversary pre-party kickoff at Burkhart's on September 29th starting at 8 p.m. To purchase your tickets and for more information, please visit the official website, www.outonfilm.org. That's www.outonfilm.org. We look forward to seeing you there as we celebrate 25 years of Out on Film.
Meek Productions is proud to be the official worldwide radio sponsor for the 25th anniversary of Out on Film. The hottest event for mature women is coming back this Labor Day weekend. Blue Diamond Entertainment presents the 4th annual all-white party for mature women in the life 25 and older, coming Saturday, September the 1st, starting at 10 p.m. through 3 o'clock a.m. at the Malia Hotel, located 590 West Peachtree Street Northwest in Midtown, Atlanta, Georgia.
Greetings, this is CJ Jones, founder and CEO of Blue Diamond Entertainment, inviting you to come out and experience our 4th annual all-white party, Saturday, September 1st at the Malia Hotel, 25th floor.
Tickets are on sale for $10 in advance. All white tire required, no baseball caps. For more information, please contact CJ at 678-698-2354. Visit their official Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Blue Diamond Entertainment. Once again, that's facebook.com/Blue Diamond Entertainment.
See you then.
Meek Productions is a proud official worldwide radio sponsor for this event.
Greetings to our listening audience and welcome to Meek Productions syndicated radio shows. Get ready to honor history and heritage as we present to you Meek Productions' newest syndicated radio miniseries, The History of Black Gay Atlanta, starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's going on, everybody, in the Malia Hotel? This is DJ Meek kicking it in on the ones and twos, and welcome to the first live edition of Meek Productions Presents, its annual radio and online television miniseries, History of Black Gay Atlanta, worldwide media sponsor for the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. We're so happy to be here for 4 times in a row. Want to give a shout out to the official organizers of Atlanta Black Gay Pride in the life Atlanta, celebrating their sweet 16. We're so happy to be here. Glad that you invited us out once more and again. We're happy to be broadcasting live at the Malia Hotel, the official host hotel for this year's Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. Also want to give a shout out to the Black Pride Mega Team, which includes not just ITLA, but Trax Atlanta, Trax Girls, Extreme Entertainment, which is now celebrating its 10th year of special events and production. So I want to give a shout out to Mr. Gregory Allen, who's CEO of Extreme Entertainment, and the Lion's Den, of course, Southern Explosion. Also want to give a shout out to the co-chairs of the State of Black Gay America Summit. They are now their own separate entity, State of Black Gay America Incorporated. Also, we're proud for the first time to be the official radio sponsors for the 4th annual all-white party presented by Blue Diamond Entertainment. That's going to be taking place on tomorrow, September the 1st, on the 25th floor once again at the Malia Hotel. And we're so happy once again to be here. I have another guest who's a very popular promoter for a lot of our female events here in the ATL area. Miss G is on the microphone.
Yes, yes.
What's going on, girlfriend?
Hey, I'm feeling good. It is nice. It is Black Gay Pride here in the city.
Breon is in the building representing.
All right now.
Tempted to Touch, y'all. I'm so glad to have them back in the scene at the Malia Hotel. We're going to catch an interview with them once more and again. We're going to wait till our online television network get here so we can get you on video. And so we're so happy to see you all. You know what I'm saying? We got to clean ourselves up. You see what I'm saying? Get all the hair off and all of that stuff.
I like it hair.
Okay.
Ooh,
see, we ain't in that. It's good seeing you, baby. Tempted to Touch us in the building once again. Check them out online, and you can just look them up on Facebook as well. Tempted to Touch, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, is in the building. And for all of the vendors that are still setting up, please bear in mind that we are here to do live radio coverage and interviews. So get your free plug for your business right here on Meek Productions syndicated radio shows. We're broadcasting on two worldwide networks. The Exceptional Radio Network, which is our first syndication home and our number one straight allies. And two, Click Click Expose Gay Entertainment Media is our second home, where we're also able to be available 24 hours a day on iTunes. So once again, check us out. Radio.meekproductions.com is where you can check out all of our previously recorded shows and broadcasted shows. And for the official website for History of Black Gay Atlanta, it's meekproductions.com/blackgayATL. Once again, that's M-E-A-K as in kite, productions with an S.com/BLKGAYATL. Miss G, what's going on with you, baby? What's been going on with you this whole week?
Baby, the city has been hot. It has definitely been hot Atlanta, my hometown.
Okay.
But I love every moment of it.
Wow.
Especially the positive impact.
Yeah, because I know you're doing a lot of work, not just with the girl events, but you're also working with ITLA as well.
Yes.
And doing some things with them. So tell us about the events that you was a part of, starting with the kickoff day on Wednesday.
On the kickoff day at the legendary My Sister's Room.
Yeah, 16 years. We had a chance to get them on video, y'all. So pay attention to History of Black Gay Atlanta, our online TV series, for that special interview, because they've been a staple in the community for 16 years.
Yes, they have. And that was just awesome. It was awesome to see all promoters, sponsors come together on the kickoff night.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that wasn't the only kickoff party, but it definitely was the heart of it.
Yes.
And we had
especially for the ladies.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, but all are welcome, baby. My Sister's Room, definitely, it was a great event. Definitely a great event.
Gotcha.
Everything down from the music to the DJ,
okay,
to the dancing, to the countdown.
Wow,
and
gotcha.
We definitely will be returning there for other events during the week of Gay Pride at My Sister's Room,
gotcha,
located on Glenwood Avenue.
Gotcha, right over there in the East Atlanta District.
Okay, thank you for adding that. And all are welcome. And once again, we just want to definitely at any building, any event that we go to regarding Black Gay Pride, we are definitely trying to put emphasis on HIV awareness.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest goal.
Mm-hmm.
Is to bring it up. And it don't matter what time, city, place, we just want to do that, because that is something that is sometimes it can be overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely want everyone to know how serious that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to, you can have fun with it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is definitely my main goal this year.
Great.
Is to focus
great
on the emphasis. And I do that by providing each establishment, we give out at least, our goal is to give out at least 400 free contraceptives.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
Yes. So,
and I know y'all do that every year, and y'all try to make make sure that y'all meet y'all goal every year. So
yes,
that's awesome.
Yes.
And speaking of our online television network, he's actually just coming on in. Just moving on in slow like a turtle.
Okay.
Glad you finally made it over the rainbow, brother. Mr. Israel James of the Eon Television Network is actually in the building. He's going to be setting up so that we can also give you video coverage while we do the radio coverage. Once again, we thank him so much for participating. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is his first time participating in Black Pride under his company name.
Yes.
So we're so proud to him supporting Meat Productions this whole weekend. And I'm going to ask you to help me go over the itinerary for tonight. This is Friday, August the 31st.
Yes.
And so we're going to go over the list of things that's going to be going on today, which is really the first kickoff day for Atlanta Black Gay Pride for everybody that's coming in from out of town. I know Wednesday and Thursday was mostly the kickoff for people that's already in town.
Yes.
But I know the majority of, and the bulk of the people is actually coming in from out of town really today.
Today on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I know starting off today, we're currently at the Black Pride Marketplace. Keep in mind, people, you still have time to come on down.
From 10 to 5 p.m.
Located on the corner of West Peachtree Street and North Avenue, right at the beginning of Midtown Atlanta.
Yes.
And we have a lot going on right now. I know starting at 6 o'clock, I know the Life Lounge, Spades, Dominoes, and Giveaways is going to be presented by Aid Atlanta's Black Gay Men's Prevention Program. It's going to be here at the library at the Vintage Room at the Malia Hotel. Then after that, of course, starting at 8 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. at the Malia, of course, in the Life Atlanta's official opening ceremony for the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride is going to be taking place.
Mm-hmm.
After that, starting at 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Cherish Books and More in Little Five Points District, 1189 Euclid Avenue, zip code 30307.
That's a fabulous place.
Yeah. They're going to do a meet and greet with queerboys.com, founders of the blog for Masculine Butch, gender queer women and trans men is going to be meeting at that particular location. So for more information, please check out their website, www.cherishbooksandmore.com. Again, that's www.cherishbooksandmore.com. Oh. After that, Tracks Girls Pretty in Pink Booze Cruise for a Cause on Lake Lanier. Everybody ain't able.
Everybody ain't able on the water.
With my girl Noble Jews from Onyx is going to be there from Between Women. Live performance by Eva Kennedy, and that's going to be from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Transportation will be provided. Of course,
the
for more information, please go to their website at AtlantaPrideWeekend.com. Again, that's AtlantaPrideWeekend.com. And of course, What's Up in ATL is also celebrating their 10th anniversary, and they're going to be presenting their Revealed later on tonight, and we will be there because we are the official sponsors for the Cocktails screening on tonight.
Okay.
And the producer of Cocktails, actually Mr. Dwight Allen O'Neill, has been with Meat Productions since, I think, summer of 2009.
He is an awesome guy.
So we're going to be there to support him. We actually did the first marketing and promotions for Cocktails starting last year at last year's Black Gay Pride. And then we did the first casting call here in Atlanta for Cocktails, even though it was going to be filmed in New York. We're going to be happy to be there. Also, the Latino Awards is going to be presented there. Live performances by Elite Noel, Paris Benet, D. Woods, and Miss Chi Chi is going to be there. And that's going to be at the Jungle, located 2115 Faulkner Road. After that, Track's 5th Annual Fire and Desire Mini Ball is going to be here at the Malia Hotel at 9:30 p.m.
Walk it out now.
Walk it out. Once again, Track's Girls is going to have their Mega Ladies Lounge with performances by Miss Ellie Varner. Yes, baby.
At Life.
Okay, at the Life. Club Life.
Club Life.
Located. Make sure I get this right. Located 1789 Cheshire Bridge Road. Zip code 30324. After that, Trax is going to be having their Mega Friday Night Party. And Miss Varner is going to be there to perform there as well. And that's going to be down the street, 595 North Avenue, at the 595 North Event Venue, you all. Their zip code is 30318. Trax Girls is also going to have their Dance Fever, which is the Pride Edition, hosted by WNBA star Cheryl Ford. And that's going to be from 10 p.m. From 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. at the historic My Sister's Room. You just got through talking about
with
that.
With owner Chase Daniels.
There you go. Chase Daniels in the building. That's located off Glenwood Avenue. 1217 Glenwood Avenue. Man, they just got so much going on, man. Speak Fire is going on tonight from 12 midnight to 2 in the morning. And Speak Fire is the annual spoken word event for In the Life Atlanta. Girls in the Night, of course, is having their all black affair. Peach Fever, Explosion Entertainment is having something. They're having their The Face Diva Toga Party. And so it's just just going to be so much going on. You still have time to come on down. We're right here at the Host Hotel for the Black Pride Mega Team, which includes In the Life Atlanta, yes, Incorporated, yes, Extreme Entertainment, Tracks Atlanta, Tracks Girls, and State of Black Gay America. So for more information, please visit all of their websites. In the Life Atlanta is InTheLifeATL.com. Once again, that's InTheLifeATL.com. Of course, Southern Explosion is SouthernExplosionAtlanta.com. For Tracks Atlanta and Tracks Girls, that's AtlantaPrideWeekend.com. Yes. And, of course, for State of Black Gay America Summit, it's SBGASummit.org. Once again, SBGASummit.org. They're going to have a powerful summit on September the 1st, which is tomorrow, yes, where Jashana Wally is going to be speaking. She's going to be the keynote speaker for the luncheon. And please get your tickets for the luncheon. I think tickets are $35. So for more information, register online. Once again, SBGASummit.org. We're going to take a brief commercial break. Well, when we come back, we have one of the other reps walking by this table from Rockstars Productions in the house.
But before we take that break, we definitely have to show love and shout out to Meek Productions.
Thank you so much.
Because y'all have held it down, covered us, our footage, every love. Y'all don't miss an inch.
We don't miss a beat, baby.
And that's a very hard thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
And definitely big shout out to Meek Productions.
Thank you so much,
because y'all
baby.
No matter where we at, Six Flags, anywhere, y'all going to be set up fair, square, on time,
yes,
on point.
Thank you so much, G.
That accuracy, definitely, baby, definitely.
Thank you so much. And much I look forward to seeing you at some of these other events, too.
I'm a little on the old school side.
There you go, baby.
But I represent for the 35 and up. Okay. But I'm going to make it happen.
Let me get Ty Green
come on
briefly
over here, baby,
on the air.
We had good hair.
He was so wonderful to represent ITLA. He's one of their newest board members, and he was so wonderful to actually give us a full interview during our pre-interview period of History of Black Gay Atlanta. Thank you so much for your dedication, brother. You've been with ITLA for a minute, and now it's official. You're a board member. What's going on, baby?
Hey. How are you? Happy Pride.
Happy Pride to you, brother. What's going on with you? Are they running you ragged yet?
Not yet. It's very calm as of yet. I'm sure it's going to get crazy. I encourage everybody to come down here,
okay,
and check out all of the vendors and the marketplaces. Come buy stuff. You can get some jewelry and things that you probably won't get anywhere else. You're
okay.
Going to get your hair done in a way that you never have before. And just come out and check out what's going on, what we have going on all weekend long. Everything is out here. Every promoter, sponsor, everything, everybody that's got something out here, there's something out there for everyone.
Wow, man.
Clubs and everything. We've got something going on. Our vendor space, we have 32 vendors out here this
year. Wow, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like it's just growing and growing and just keep going and going. I just love it. Sweet 16, baby.
Sweet 16. And we want to thank you so much for Meek Productions, just for being so supportive and supporting the community and rallying us all together and to try to keep that unity factor,
yes,
together.
Because it's very important.
It's very important. If we do not unify and learn how to get along and go in mass numbers, we can't keep this individuality going.
Thank you so much for bringing that up, because that's very important. Once again, don't forget to check out the official press conference. We had a chance to actually put that on video. And so all of the series, part 1, 2, 3, and 4, with all of the major players from In the Life Atlanta to Tracks Atlanta, Tracks Girls. For the first time, we had a chance to capture them, as well as State of Black Gay America Incorporated. Check it out online via our official website for History of Black Gay Atlanta, which is meekproductions.com/blackgayATL. Again, that's Meek Productions, M-E-A-K as in kite, productions with an S.com/BLKGAYATL. You can see all the episodes online. What you got going up next?
It is our opening ceremony night. We have a couple things going on. The Tracks Girls have the parties going on. We have tonight is our erotic poetry night. We have
Speak Fire.
Oh my
God.
Speak Fire. We have
baby.
The nation's own Uriah Bell is coming from Boston, and we have quite a few different guests. We have Miss Kamei here.
My girl, we had a chance to talk to her briefly last night. That was awesome.
Miss Kamei. And this is the one and only president of ICLA.
He keeps sending representatives.
I'm going to turn it over because I have to get it in here.
Sit your tail down, Robert.
I'm giving y'all the one and only Raymond Duke.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to sit down and participate.
Please sit down.
I don't need a representative. I can represent myself. Every time I turn Hallelujah. Around, everybody getting interviewed and talked to and pitches oh. and all of that stuff. And I'm right here in the space.
In the space. Glad to have the president of In the Life Atlanta, the official organization for the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration, Sweet 16. How does it feel to be Sweet 16?
Wow. You're asking me or you're asking
okay.
As far as being able to celebrate this 16-year endeavor, it is awesome. There's a lot of organizations, a lot of events mm-hmm. that start.
Yes.
That you can be there when they start. I wasn't here when this organization started.
Mm-hmm.
But to see that it still exists today, that's awesome.
Yes.
And, I mean, there's several different things that go on in Atlanta, Georgia that just spark up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder, are they going to still be around? Are they going to still be there? And the fact that we're still here and we're still working to reach out to the community. And I need to stop saying reach out to the community and say reach out to individuals.
Yes.
Because ITLA really is about persons
mm-hmm.
and the people we serve. It's up to them to decide whether they're part of the community
this
or not.
This is true. This is true.
Because I said this and I'll stand by it, that there are a lot of black, gay males and females and transgender male to female and female to males in Metro Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
all across Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But whether or not they are community
mm-hmm.
is a totally different story. We live in various communities.
Yes, we do.
However, do we have what we can put our hand on
mm-hmm.
if some new person from another state said, I want to come to Atlanta, mm-hmm. where's the black gay community?
Mm-hmm.
You can't find it on the map.
This is true.
You can't send a person. You can send a person to people,
mm-hmm.
places, and things.
Mm-hmm.
But do we really have what we can say and stick our chest out and be proud to say, we've got a black gay community.
Mm-hmm.
We have black gays.
Yes, we do.
Who live in various communities.
Mm-hmm.
And once they begin to unify, in the, every sense of the word,
mm-hmm.
with no strings attached.
There you go.
With no
hidden agendas.
Hidden agendas.
Mm-hmm.
And work together
mm-hmm.
and really mean that.
Mm-hmm.
And even myself sitting here talking about working together,
mm-hmm.
I have to be willing to work together with people in spite of their personalities mm-hmm. and dispositions and things of that nature if it's for a common goal.
Yes.
To actually unify,
mm-hmm.
to actually one day be able to say we are indeed a community.
Mm-hmm.
When we take care of the state of black, gay, Georgia.
There you go.
Then we can reach out and be an example mm-hmm. for black, gay America.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Then I will be able to sigh.
Mm-hmm.
A sigh of relief and say, we have a black gay community.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And be proud to take it on the road. Because once we do that, Miko, somebody else is going to come to us and say, how did y'all do that?
There you go. They're so already looking at us now.
And see, they're looking at us mm-hmm. now.
They're looking at us now.
They're looking at us, but when they look at us, they look and say, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't even want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to look at us and go, oh, my God, I can't wait to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to talk to Miko Evans. How did you do that, man?
Mm-hmm.
When I see young individuals like Morris Singletary.
Yes, yes.
They're looking at you, man.
Yes. ATL Blog Talk Takeover,
yeah,
yes.
They're looking at you saying, mm-hmm. look at what you're doing and look at how you're doing it. And you know you had humble beginnings. You know where you came from.
I know where I came from, yes.
You know, you didn't have a lot of folk out there trying to say, I'm going to knock him off his high horse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. People are like, oh, man, how'd you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I do that?
And a lot of people fail to realize that, you know, even on my end, see, I didn't have a lot of support. See, I had to step out on faith
mm-hmm.
with nobody there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and sometimes that's all you need is faith. When you see that there's a need, you don't wait on anybody.
Do you realize that's just, you couldn't have put that, I couldn't have put that better myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
ITLA continues to, we have no other choice
mm-hmm.
but to be faithful in what we are doing.
Thank you.
Because we don't have the support. A lot of our former supporters, you know, people tend to take their toys and go play somewhere
else. Yes, they
do. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is really okay.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget that you were over here.
There you go.
And I also believe this. The job I work at, one of the things that me and my executive director talk about is when a staff person moves on, we gladly help them move on.
Mm.
But they should be able to be so marketable when they left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That we almost hate to see them go.
Mm-hmm.
So as people move on from ITLA, we should be able to look at them and go, oh my God, look at what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And they still reach back.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And they still have about. That connection.
And it's like if somebody upset you and made you take your toys and run away, don't take it out on those folks who did not.
Mm-hmm.
So that when other people are watching organization, they can say, in spite of, mm-hmm. see how they're working together.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people look at things on the surface and thank God they don't know what's going on behind
there
the
you
scenes.
Go. Mm-hmm.
But we want to be able to present to the people something that they can feel good about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when someone in a magazine says, why do we have to have two prides? They can probably stick their chest out and say, because.
Because.
And when the day comes when we can unify everything, wonderful. But right now, it's because.
It's because.
And they know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they mean it. And they're passionate about it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And I'm passionate about ITLA and what. The fact that they're still here after 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that I am standing on someone else's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't lay claim to
there
ITLA.
You go.
I don't own
nobody
it. It's
can.
Not mine.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to that place called community as soon as we find it.
Mm-hmm.
We can say, here,
really,
community.
As soon as we get back to it.
Here, community.
Mm-hmm.
This is yours.
Because
it doesn't belong to Raymond R.
It sure doesn't.
ITLA is not mine.
Mm-hmm.
If I fall off the face of the planet tomorrow, somebody else is going to carry this torch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that I could ever do for ITLA is mine. Mm-hmm. Once I do it, it's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, this is my dream, my passion, my goal to see ITLA handed to the community
mm-hmm.
as soon as we can locate it and say, this is indeed the black gay community.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all, have at it.
There you go.
And that's what I would like to see. And I want to say this to you. I appreciate the fact that you are always reaching out to aspects of In the Life Atlanta Incorporated, whether it is one of our board members. She used to be our vice president. She no longer is.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of our board members. When you reach out to her and reach out to Ricky and reach out to Ty, Ty is one of our new board members. And so to find out what's going on, I appreciate that because it's not ITLA being left out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can't always be where everybody else is.
And that's true.
ITLA, we works while it's day.
Okay.
Because when the night comes, you know.
Preach, come on now. Come on, pal.
We work while it's day. And oftentimes we get, you know, negative feedback because we can't be at some of the places that people think we need to be. Because during the daytime, we're saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us work in prevention services organizations. A lot of us work to help save the lives. We're in the human service fields on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not able.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are in retail. Our bosses don't just let us come and go when we please.
And people don't realize that, you know, you all are not full time and that this is actually a volunteer effort.
We don't get a cent for
this. Y'all don't get a cent for this.
ITLA is a nonprofit. And we, to be honest with you, I don't care how much an entity tries to separate itself from others.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is there's some separation, but there's some similarity.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is ITLA is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. And that 501c3 puts a lot of limitations on what we can
yes,
and cannot
do. Yes, it does.
Do.
Yes, it does. People fail to realize because they don't understand business.
And when you are a for-profit organization, you have leeway to do a whole lot of things. Like ITLA has to respect its 501c3. And I like being naked like the next person. But ITLA can't do some of that stuff. But if the if individuals like that, they have to go where they can get that. And so we might not be able to do it, but maybe one of our community partners can do it.
Yes.
And so we still reach that same person
with
everything we can reach them with. And that's what it should be about, collectively coming together for the greater good.
And it's amazing how, and I would like to commend you and everybody because starting from last year, from the 15th anniversary of ITLA and the beginning of you all really coming together, sharing the same host hotel, I remember what was discussed at last State of Black Gay America Summit. And it's amazing how you just when you think that people are not listening, you got to be careful because
right.
they are. And
people
they're paying attention.
Listening. Whether they comment or not.
There you go. Listening. They are listening. And I see now that a lot of things are being implemented from what was mentioned last year. They are now being implemented this year. And even though, like I say, everything starts as a seed.
Right.
And but the thing is, it's getting started.
And we have to continue to cultivate that seed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just can't plant something and walk away.
You can't. This is true.
God can do that.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
But man, when he plants something, if he does not take care of it, mm-hmm. and cultivate it, it's not, you're not sure what's going to come up.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You know, you might expect a nice rose bush to come
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll see the rose bush, but it might be in the midst of a bunch of weeds
that
choke it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you just can't plant it and leave.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work on it and cultivate it and prune it and do
yes.
everything that you
love it.
Love it, water it, talk to it, hug it. You know, you've got to do all of those things. And so as we talk about the stuff that we want to do, we got to keep going and keep it moving
yes.
and do all of that stuff. And I hope that the seed that was planted that you talked about, that all of that stuff gets done to and for it. And a lot of folks have their own God of their understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope the God of my understanding works with the God of their understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we sort of move self out of the way and look at the people that we're trying to serve.
And that's all part of the law of coexistence.
Yeah.
We have to coexist.
Yeah.
Regardless, you know, what you may feel about this person or that organization or this business or whatever, we all have to coexist. And when it comes to, as you just said so eloquently, the people.
Right.
What's the benefit for the people?
At the end
of the day, it's about the people.
One of the things I put on my Facebook page was, when you see me this weekend, hug me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what people are going through or what they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And people on the outside looking in see all of this,
mm-hmm.
but they don't actually see
mm-hmm.
what's really going on and what you have to go through in the process. So I appreciate this opportunity.
I appreciate you, as always, brother.
Thank you. And ITLA appreciates you.
We appreciate you. Like I said, you know, we remember the humble beginnings. That's why we can never forget ITLA.
Right.
That's something that you can always count on us. You know, we're going to make sure that ITLA is always in the forefront so that people will know this is where Black Pride started.
Right.
Don't forget it.
Where's the DJ? I need y'all to pump up some music.
Yeah, we're going to be playing some music in a few minutes after our brief commercial break. Thank you so much, Raymond.
You're welcome.
Duke,
thank you.
President of End the Life Atlanta, as they celebrate their Sweet 16 annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride celebration. For more information, please visit them online, www.endthelifeatl.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we do come back, we have more live coverage right here at the Malia Hotel. Stay tuned.
Looking for quality food that's not going to break your budget? Looking for something that's wholesome and delicious and you're in the south side of Atlanta? Well, come to the R&B Wing Cafe, located at the intersection of Fulton Industrial Boulevard and Martin Luther King Jr. Drive here in southwest Atlanta, unincorporated Fulton County. Come for the wings, come for the hamburgers, come for the chicken tenders, come for the ice cream treats. You name it, they have it. And yes, they do cater no matter how big or how small your event is. So check out the R&B Cafe out here on Fulton Industrial Boulevard and Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, located inside the old Dairy Queen. In fact, the same people that brought you Dairy Queen for 25 years to this area are now doing their own new concept, the R&B Wing Cafe. Tell them the 10th Amendment Media Group sent you by.
Hi, this is Miko Evans, founder and executive producer of Meek Productions Incorporated, inviting you to join us as we participate in a new global movement that encourages unity, acceptance, and transformation. The Skin Project, an official event tour of the Skin Foundation, is created to bring awareness to issues of injustice, inequality, bullying, discrimination, and other factors that have an adverse impact on the human family worldwide. The official national event will debut and tour in 3 cities, Los Angeles, New York, and Atlanta, with a special performance of the official theme song by founder and recording artist Lamont Wheat and special guests. For more information on how you can be a part of this global movement and to purchase your advance tickets for the event in your city, visit www.theskinfoundation.org. Once again, that's www.theskinfoundation.org. This is my skin. I look forward to seeing yours.
Meek Productions is proud to be the official worldwide media sponsor for the Skin Project.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference.
To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
On Labor Day weekend 2012, get ready to celebrate Sweet 16 with In the Life. In the Life Atlanta Incorporated presents the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. Live at the Hotel Malia Atlanta, located on the corner of North Avenue and West Peachtree Street in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia. Signature events include the See Us in the Life Film Festival, Speak Fire, the Literary Cafe, ITLA's Candlelight Vigil, the Black Pride Marketplace, and much more. For more information, please visit their official website at www.endthelifeatl.com. Once again, that's www.endthelifeatl.com. Come on out and celebrate Sweet 16 with In the Life.
Greetings, this is Ty Green, official board member of In the Life Atlanta, and you're listening to the best in community interviews and events on Meek Productions' annual radio miniseries, History of Black Gay Atlanta. Please stay tuned, we'll be right back after this break.
South Fulton, Tri-Cities, Douglas County, South Cobb, and West Atlanta. Looking for a place to find out news and information about your community? Well, the Home Rule News is here just for you. Visit us online at www.homerulenews.com. That's www.homerulenews.com. Your news, your community. Now you know.
Looking for graphic and web design? Need an affordable rate design for the size of your business? Then turn to OKIM Designs, the official design subsidiary of the May Corporation USA. For 14 years, our firm has been a tremendous blessing for many new startups, micro enterprises, and small businesses simply by giving them quality design solutions through professionalism with unbeatable prices. Whether you look for branding, marketing, advertising materials, printing, or just simply online content for your website, OKIM Designs has the tools, the expertise, and the capacity to guarantee a successful campaign for your business. For a free 1-hour consultation, feel free to contact our office at 1-800-930-7291. That's 1-800-930-7291, extension 2. Or visit the website at www.okimdesigns.com. That's www.okimdesigns.com. To review our 14-year design portfolios. We look forward to assisting you in bringing the visions of your I Am to life.
Click, click, expose radio is here.
Click, click, expose radio is here.
Crank up your speakers, get your pumps on, and get ready to experience sound beyond your imagination.
Sound beyond your imagination.
Click, click, expose radio. Click, click, expose radio. Making you get off your seats and dance the night away. Tune in every day and feel things that you have never felt before. Click, click, expose radio. Music to your ears.
And we are back broadcasting live from the Malia Hotel at Sweet 16, the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. This is Miko, DJ Meek Evans, CEO of the world's first LGBT exclusive talent agency and production company. And you're listening to the live broadcast of History of Black Gay Atlanta, Meek Productions syndicated annual miniseries dedicated to the coverage of Atlanta Black Gay Pride and everything that's going on in the Black LGBT community. community and movement here in the ATL. Want to say welcome to Atlanta to everybody that's visiting from another state. Be sure to stop by our vendor table where we're doing our live radio broadcast. To all of our vendors that are present, be sure to get your free plug for your business right here on Meek Productions syndicated radio shows. We'll be scheduling interviews throughout the course of the entire weekend. Today, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll end on Monday. We're so happy to have everyone here. Don't forget to check us out online at www.meakproductionswithans.com. Once again, that's www.meekproductions.com. We also have an official Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/meekproductions. Again, that's facebook.com/meekproductions. We also had the privilege this year, once again, to produce the second annual Atlanta Black Pride Press Conference, which is now online via our new online television series of History of Black Gay Atlanta. And you can check that out on the official History of Black Gay Atlanta website, which is meekproductions.com/blackgayATL. Once again, that's meekproductions.com/blackgayATL. That's BLKGAYATL. And you will see the live coverage here at the Malia Hotel for the Atlanta Black Pride press conference that we did with Trax Atlanta, Trax Girls in the Life Atlanta, as well as State of Black Gay America Incorporated. Want to say happy anniversary to Mr. Gregory Allen and everybody at Extreme Entertainment, which is the home of their LGBT subsidiary, The Lion's Den, Southern Explosions, which is their Black Pride brand, as well as many hosts of other events that they have. So once again, happy anniversary to Mr. Gregory Allen and Extreme Entertainment. And once again, happy Sweet 16 to End the Life Atlanta, a staple in the community. Trax Atlanta has been in existence for 26 years, so we want to give them a shout out. Don't forget to check out all of their events happening this evening. So for more information with them, www.atlantaprideweekend.com. Again, that's www.atlantaprideweekend.com. Also want to give a shout out to Brother Michael K. Wood. He's bringing back San Juan Brothers, one of my favorite events. Want to thank him so much for telling us about that, and we're going to be working with him real soon. Also want to give a shout out to some other people that's actually here in the building. Sizzle is in the building. Hopefully we can get him on the radio real soon, Mr. Dwight Powell. Want to give him a shout out. Also want to give a shout out to Tempted to Touch all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. Want to give them a shout out. We'll be interviewing them again this year like we did last year and the year before. So glad to have them. Got a couple of other vendors and sponsors that we're going to mention throughout the course of this live radio broadcast. We're going to take another brief commercial break. When we do come back, starting at least around about 1:30, we're going to have our live radio broadcast and recording of our independent LGBT music show, The Various Artists Talent Showcase, where we play nothing but the best in independent music by LGBT recording artists from around the world. We have some new hits we want to introduce to you all, hoping that you enjoy it. Check us out online on Facebook for The Various Artists Talent Showcase. If you are an independent music artist and you would like to get frequent worldwide radio airplay on our show, please check us out online via our website. Once again, that's music.meekproductions.com. Go through our official record label, music.meekproductionswithans.com. We have one of our newest talents that's launched off our Summer Heat campaign, which is we're in our fifth anniversary for the Summer Heat campaign. And we're so happy to have Ecstasy Vuitton is going to be here later on this weekend. Also want to give a shout out to our co-host who's going to come up later on this weekend, later on tonight, actually. Deuce Wells is in the building. He will actually be here later on tonight, so check him out. Check out our new Summer Heat campaign via our website, once again, meekproductions.com. And we're going to take another commercial break. When we do come back, we have more live coverage. So please stay tuned right here at the Sweet 16, 16th Annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. We have more in store. On Labor Day weekend 2012, get ready to celebrate Sweet 16 with In the Life. In the Life Atlanta Incorporated presents the 16th Annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration, live at the Hotel Malia Atlanta, located on the corner of North Avenue and West Peachtree Street in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia. Signature events include the See Us in the Life Film Festival, Speak Fire, the Literary Cafe, ITLA's Candlelight Vigil, the Black Pride Marketplace, and much more. For more information, please visit their official website at www.endthelifeatl.com. Once again, that's www.endthelifeatl.com. Come on out and celebrate Sweet 16 within the life. Meek Productions is proud to be an official worldwide radio sponsor of Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration.
It's time to make your dating fantasy a reality. There's a new online dating experience in Metro Atlanta that allows you to find friends, dates, and something else.
DatingFantasy.net.
Register for free, browse through photos, and start searching for that special someone. You can chat with them online, move it to the phone, and make it a Friday night to remember.
DatingFantasy.net.
DatingFantasy.net sponsors several events such as speed dating, networking mixers, and social functions where singles can meet and greet. If you are afraid to meet your connection alone, invite them to one of our events. Stop having that dinner for one or going out alone. Let's make your dating fantasy a reality.
DatingFantasy.net. Coming soon this summer 2012, Straight and Gay Lifestyles collide in Off the Clock Productions' newest television series spinoff, Cocktails. That's T-A-L-E-S. From the creators of Christopher Street, the series, comes the continuation of the story of its main character, Jeremy Smith, who embarks on a new journey with his best straight girlfriend, Blair Knowles, as they launch and co-manage the hottest gay nightclub in New York City. Controversial topics of sex, abortion, HIV, relationships, prostitution, crime, and alcoholism all come together, straight up with a twist, in this new pop dramedy series. For more information, visit the official fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/cocktails the series. That's facebook.com/COCKTALES the series. Cocktails. We've all had one. Would you like one too? Meek Productions is proud to be the official worldwide sponsor for Cocktails.
Greetings, this is Ty Green, official board member of In the Life Atlanta, and you're listening to the best in community interviews and events on Meek Productions' annual radio miniseries, History of Black Gay Atlanta. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Fresh sliced meats in front of your face, oven roasted beef, hot off the grill cheesesteaks. Come taste and believe at Jersey Mike's. Keeping the same tradition of fresh for over 50 years. Open for lunch as early as 10 a.m. and for dinner up to 9 p.m. And yes, we do catering for office parties, family reunions, game night, whatever. Taste and believe at Jersey Mike's. One bite and you will be convinced. Visit our locations in Kennesaw, Brookhaven, and Howell Mill Road.
This Labor Day weekend, 2012,
the explosion is back!
Extreme Entertainment's The Lion's Den
is celebrating their 10th anniversary with Southern Explosion Atlanta 2012.
The official brand of The Lion's Den Atlanta Black Pride Celebration is making history this Labor Day weekend live at the new Hotel Malia Atlanta. Located on the corner of West Peachtree Street and North Avenue in Midtown, Atlanta, Georgia.
Greetings, this is Gregory Allen, President and CEO of Extreme Entertainment, inviting you to come out and experience Southern Explosion Atlanta during Atlanta's Black Gay Pride Celebration Labor Day weekend.
For more information, visit their official website, www.southernexplosionatlanta.com. Once again, that's Southern Explosion with an X, Atlanta.com. Southern Explosion Atlanta 2012, the sexiest event in ATL that you don't want to miss.
Meek Productions is a proud official worldwide radio sponsor for this event.
And And we are back live and direct from the 16th annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration right here at the Malia Hotel in Midtown, located on the corner of West Peachtree Street and North Avenue. All right. And this is DJ Meek once again, broadcasting through our annual radio miniseries, History of Black Gay Atlanta, the official new Black LGBT subsidiary for Meek Productions, the world's first LGBT exclusive talent agency and production company. You still have time to come on down and check us out live from our vendor table right here at the Malia Hotel. For more information, please visit them online to find out everything that's going on for the 16th annual Black Pride Celebration at AtlantaPrideWeekend.com. Once again, that's AtlantaPrideWeekend.com, as well as www.InTheLifeATL.com. Again, that's www.InTheLifeATL.com. I want to give another special shout out to one of the new pioneers in the Black LGBT community, Skate Boys and Skate Girls ATL. We're so happy to have them as a part of the billing of this year's Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. Mr. T-Chat, can't wait to see him later on. We had a chance to do the live coverage for the kickoff skate night that they had this past Wednesday. We was there live and in living color, providing both radio as well as video coverage via our new syndication home on television, online television, the Eon Television Network. We can't wait for everything to get started later on in our show. We're going to be providing video coverage real soon later on today. Once again, don't forget to check out everything that's going on this Friday evening. ITLA is actually having their opening ceremony starting at 8 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. Also happening here at the Malia Hotel, Trax is having their fifth annual Fire and Desire mini ball, which starts at 9:30 p.m. Don't forget also to check out Speak Fire, which happens later on this evening at 12 midnight, the annual erotic poetry and spoken word event, open mic hosted by LaCara Foster. So don't forget to check that out. As well as there's a lot of other events that's going on this weekend. Of course, Trax Girls, They're Pretty in Pink, Booze Cruise for a Cause is going to be happening at Lake Lanier, actually, with Miss Noble Jules from and Onyx from Between Women, live performance by Miss Eva Kennedy. It's from 8 p.m. to 12 o'clock midnight. Don't forget to check it out. Trax Mega Friday Night Party with Miss L. Varner is going to be happening at 595 North, the event venue, which is 595 North Avenue. Zip code is 30318. And there's so much going on, baby. I'll be all day trying to talk to you about it and to tell you about it. I can't wait to interview some of our vendors. And I know we'll probably be doing the bulk of that between like tomorrow, probably later on this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, as well as throughout Sunday. So we are so excited. Once again, you still have time to get your VIP passes. Come on down to the host hotel and purchase them right away. You can either also still do it online, if I'm not mistaken. On tomorrow, don't forget to check us out at the State of Black Gay America Summit, their sixth annual event, where Sister Jashana Wally is going to be the keynote speaker along with some other special guests. You still have time to register. The luncheon tickets are still $35, if I'm not mistaken. Once more, again, visit them online at www.sbgasummit.org. Again, that's www.sbgasummit.org. We're going to go ahead and close out this version of History of Black Gay Atlanta so that we can prepare and make way for the live broadcast of our independent LGBT music show, the Various Artist Talent Showcase, where we play nothing but the best in independent music by LGBT artists from around the world. Until later on this afternoon, we look forward to hearing from you real soon, broadcasting live at the annual 16th Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration. We'll see you in a minute.
Are you an LGBT music artist looking for worldwide exposure? Well, look no further. Meek Productions does it again as it presents the official radio spinoff of the upcoming music workshop and concert series, the Various Artist Talent Showcase. Tune in twice a month as we give the latest hits from the newest music discoveries in the LGBT community. We support and believe in the independent artists. To have your music played on our radio show, visit our official Facebook group or visit our website at meekproductions.com. That's M-E-A-K as in kite, productions with an S.com. The Various Artist Talent Showcase, where LGBT music artists take flight.
Looking for a place to celebrate? Looking for a place to have lunch and enjoy the arts? Sounds like you're looking for the DeForest Center, located in Northwest Atlanta in the Howe Mill community. The DeForest Center can handle all of your needs, whether you're looking for a boardroom to have a business meeting, performance venue, wedding chapel, or just about any type of assembly. No event is too big or too small. Contact Michelle at 404-591-3809. That's 404-591-3809. Or you can visit them online at www.deforestcenter.com. Again, that's www.deforestcenter.com. Michelle and the professional staff at the DeForest Center are ready to assist you in your next event.